Okay. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Is that coming through? Okay. It doesn't sound like it is up here. But welcome, everyone. This is the Wednesday, September 5th, 2012 special meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. Welcome, everyone in the audience. Our last commissioner has walked in the door.
Yeah.
Commissioner Smith and Commissioner Caney will not be here this afternoon, but Commissioner Caney will be joining us tomorrow morning. So let's just get going with our commissioner's discussion. Does any commissioner have something to bring to our attention, share with Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, this isn't so much bringing to our attention as to continue my conversation. Early last month, the department sent out to the commission a copy of the internal draft strategic plan for discussion. And I'll provide some written comments. I didn't get a chance to pull them together. But I did look at goal one, and I was kind of surprised that we didn't really have any explicit discussion of Puget Sound restoration. And that is a governor's priority, and I think both the gubernatorial candidates have stressed their continuing interest in Puget Sound. So I'd just ask the department to look at that, and along those lines, and that one's under conserve and protect native fish and wildlife. Again, for me, rockfish is a question, so I'd love to see an indicator that talks about how we're restoring rockfish populations. Under goal two, provide sustainable fishing, hunting, and other wildlife-related recreational and commercial experiences. I was struck by the objectives that there was no explicit objective associated with watchful wildlife or non-consumptive use. Sort of it's implied through public access, but nothing explicit. No explicit watchful wildlife component under strategies, and no good watchful wildlife indicators in the strategic plan. So I'm just providing these comments back to the department so we can incorporate that as you move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Perry?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Since how Commissioner Jennings brought up the strategic plan, I'll throw a couple of things in there also.
Do you want to bring your microphone a little closer?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I read over the plan also, and it seemed to me like there was two things that had been left out or at least not emphasized enough. And one was how lands program fit into the rest of the department operations to meet the goals. A number of the goals indicate that or assume that lands are involved, but it wasn't specifically stated, and I tried to get them to maybe reconsider that. The other thing was a strong monitoring component of really most of the issues in that strategic plan. There really isn't any way to determine whether you're successful or not without a strong monitoring plan and adaptive management to move closer to your goals. So I got a letter back that they had looked at those and would consider them. So I think they're in the rest of the strategic plan was pretty good.
Deputy Director Storr.
Yeah, good morning, Commissioners, or good afternoon. On the strategic plan, I would appreciate any comments that you have. Writing would be fantastic. Just a quick reminder that what the plan is it lists the new areas for the agency, those areas for some new investment. So 95%, my estimate of the important things we do, and all of the five topics I think that Commissioner Jennings and Commissioner Perry brought up, 95% of what we do are in our program business plans. So it isn't a sense of more or less important if it appears in the strategic plan. It's a place where we're looking to make some new investments or to redistribute investments and to be able to talk about those areas of additional emphasis, not saying we'll diminish or that there's less importance if it's not there, but it's areas of new investment. But we should talk about that more because you should be comfortable with that these important topics are covered either in the strategic plan or in the business plans.
So I guess that signals that you feel that we have the resources to get involved in new arenas?
Or in some areas,
we've been in a cutting mode for 4 or 5 years now.
Well, it's a mixed picture. We've certainly been in the cutting mode on general fund dollars, but in other areas, work we're doing on the Columbia River, as an example, we've received new funds. We've received federal dollars at different points in time. So it's a mixed story on the funding side.
Good. Okay. Commissioner Schmitten?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to inform the commission of the completion of two major salmon fisheries in the Upper Columbia River, and both sockeye, the Okanagan Osulius run, exceeded 400,000 fish. The bag limit initially in the season was 6, which normally is 2 or 3. Very successful fishery. The Lake Wenatchee component of the Upper Columbia River, you need 23,000 for escapement. The preseason estimate was 28,000. The first update was 40,000. The season ended somewhere over 60,000 fish. The bag limit went from 3 to 5. The department extended through Labor Day. A very well-managed, orderly fishery. Both of the largest runs of record in the Columbia River for sockeye, and also they were major economic stimulations to the local areas. And this would be ripe for a master's thesis because it's controlled easily. You could go to the parties and motels, restaurants, etc., and really get a good idea of value of this type of fishery.
Very good. Thank you. Anything else? Looks like we're all content. Then we can move on to item number 2,